It's fantastic to have joining us on the phone on Static this evening, Bill from Bonnie Doon. How's things?
Hey, how's it going?
Or should I say, how's the serenity, Bill?
The serenity is wonderful.
You're going to run into this
having a great day.
A lot with Australians, you know, naming the band Bonnie Doon. Have you guys realised how iconic that band name is? Have Aussies been telling you?
Yeah, Aussies have been telling me. I think before, we had no idea about the connection. It was just sort of a random place on a map of the United States, really. When I was trying to think of band names, I had a chalkboard. I was writing down all these horrible band names. And then one day, I just thought I'd look at a map, point somewhere, and hopefully something interesting would come up. And I saw Bonnie Doon, which is actually a place in California. And I thought, that sounds pretty cool. And then I went to go see Scott and Charlene's wedding. They played in Detroit. And I told the guy, I was like, yeah, I play in a band. And he was like, it's called what? Bonnie Doon? So he was the first person to tell me, the drummer from that band was the first person to tell me that it was about the castle and everything.
Yeah, man, it's serendipitous. You're going to be hailed in Australia. It's like an Australian band naming themselves Wally World after National Lampoon's Vacation or something.
It's that iconic?
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
You'll be treated like kings by the time you get to Australia with a band called Bonnie Doon. And so why did you pick the place in California initially, invariably, as the band name?
Well, it was just kind of like a random thing. We were throwing around a few other names that just weren't clicking. And then I saw that. I just liked the ring of it. And it was in California, which at the time was a place I had never been and longed to be because I love surfing and skating. And that's kind of like the lifestyle that I aspire to be around, which is just like sunny and beautiful weather and chill people. So I think the California vibe was what I was going for with that, which translates well to Australia as well, I think.
Well, that also explains why you've got a song called Never Been to California.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that was the idea around that one, for sure.
And Bill, all you guys in Bonnie Doon are Detroit-born and raised, though, right?
That's right, yeah, yeah. We're all from the city, or just outside the city. We spend most of our lives here, so we all come from playing in punk bands, which is a huge history of just, like, rock and roll here and so many other types of music. And we're all really connected to that, but we're also really interested in branching out from the sort of rock that you would think of when you think of Detroit.
Yeah, Bonnie Doon definitely feels like a changing of the balance there, because Detroit obviously is so well known for garage rock, from the Stooges to the White Stripes, and then obviously things like Deep House and Motown. But there aren't too many sort of laid-back, countrified sort of rock outfits out of Detroit yet, are there? You guys might be the first.
Yeah, maybe. I know there's some people doing stuff like that just within our little world that we jam in. But yeah, as far as mainstream stuff coming out of Detroit, it's more on the aggressive, energetic side. So we're kind of bringing a different side to things there.
And Bill, you guys had all been kind of energetic and aggressive, because you've got members of Tyvek and Growing Pains and Cray Crays and all sorts of bands in your ranks. So were you all sort of looking to take your feet off the pedal a bit with Bonnie Doon? Did you all decide that you wanted to play a bit slower and a bit more charmingly?
Yeah, I think that pretty much, yeah. I mean, I still, Bobby, who also in the band, both of us still play in Tyvek from time to time. We just went on a tour with them. We did some shows opening for The Makeup, which was so fun. And so, yeah, we're still very connected to the punk world here. But as far as starting the Bonnie Doon thing, it was songs that I was writing just with an acoustic guitar, and some of them were kind of punk songs, but when I was playing them quietly, it kind of had like a Feelies vibe or something, because it was kind of a little bit more restrained. There was more space for things, and we decided to try it like that, and that's kind of how it all began, yeah.
Is it harder to not play angry?
It kind of was at first. We would turn our amps down, and it would just be like, this doesn't make sense. But I think eventually it clicked when there was space for the lyrics, which were such at the center of the early song. And finally being able to hear what people are singing kind of allowed us to relax and leave room for that.
It's interesting to hear you mention the Feelies, because songs like Never Been to California have this real almost country twang about them. But you guys don't feel like traditionalist. There's much more of a sort of modern lover's vein than any sort of hack country about the stuff that Bonnie Doon do. So were you kind of learning as well how to play in these genres? Is that why some of the songs have that sort of homespun charm about them?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's a good point. None of us are really like trained as far as like schooled in music, really. So we're kind of coming at it from our own angles anyway. We worship people like Neil Young and Velvet Underground, and those are people that embrace sort of chaos in their own world of music and things like that. So,
yeah, the Bonnie Doon album does get raucous in places. I mean, Main Vision is all sort of Velvet's breakneck for about a minute there. And then there are jams on the record too. A song like the Languid instrumental closer, Crowded, feels like this sort of one take in the studio wonder. Was that the case, Bill?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Crowded was one of those songs too that actually is a whole other thing. It was a song that had three verses full of lyrics and a chorus, but we just kind of decided that we liked the sound of that, just one guitar amp being mic'd up and just as kind of our outro closer, sort of sleepy, you know, as the credits roll kind of thing. And yeah, as far as main vision, that actually, that 1 minute that comes out on the record was part of an 11-minute jam. So we were certainly embracing a sort of looseness when we were tracking a lot of this, and you know, we were listening to a lot of kraut rock and stuff like that. So yeah, we were getting pretty loose, man.
It is kind of ballsy to sort of ditch the lyrics on a song like Crowded too. Were you kind of again feeling naked? Did it feel like there was something missing?
In a way it does, yeah. I think in music and in our lives, we're sort of at this point trying to like get as uncomfortable as we can just to see how far we can push it, just to grow as people and as musicians. So anytime I get a chance to feel vulnerable, I try to soak it up because I don't know why, but I just feel like it's the right thing to do.
And it does feel like you and Bobby, for the lyrics on the Bonnie Doon album, have certainly pushed yourselves as well. Does the band's lyrics sort of benefit from you all having a few years on you now? There's a bit of self-reflection and world weariness about a lot of the songs.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Bobby is kind of he's my very close friend, but he's also this kind of wandering mentor of mine that he, almost everything he says, like, rings with so much poetry or something. He's kind of a poet. And so sometimes we bounce things off of one another, and he'll say something just in a conversation, you know, we'll be like just sitting around jamming or whatever, and I'll be like, everything that you say, man, sounds like a golden lyric or something. He's really got something to him when it comes to that. So
you've got to write things down as he's talking, have you?
Almost, yeah, pretty much. Pull out the recorder and I'm just like, please say that one more time because I have to remember this.
Yeah, there are a lot of almost non sequiturs or, as you say, conversational lyrics on the record.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it comes from this kind of like, and I think it's connected to the guitar playing as well on the album, which is loose, and there's so much like existential sort of hokiness or like sense of humor that we try to bring to the lyrics, and I think that is kind of, I try to think of my guitar playing as almost having a sense of humor too, so yeah.
I'm now going to be dropping the sentiment, it's been evening all day long, into my daily life, I think, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. You know that feeling when it's been evening all day long.
I also like the fact that this album managed to rhyme liquor store with slippery floor.
Ah, thank you very much. Yeah. It was a stretch, but I'm glad people enjoy that.
It's so great to have the record out. Of course, the next step is there must be a way to get Bonnie Doon to Australia with a name like that. You guys should be, you know, doing parades when you get here.
I hope so. I would love to come there. I've never been, and I love so much of the Australian music right now and of the past. We saw Royal Headache came to Detroit last year, saw them, it was so good. And I actually drove like 5 hours just to see Total Control because they didn't
come to Detroit.
Yeah, but they went somewhere in Ohio and I was like, okay, I just gotta go. We drove through the night and went and saw them. It's great.
You've got way too many brownie points from me from this chat. We might have a listen to Relieved off the record right now, Bill.
Oh, cool.
It was great to get you on the phone for a chat. We will see Bonnie Doon here in Australia at some point. I think you should play in the location.
Yes, let's do that. Let's figure out a way to get that going. Yeah. I'd love to play there.
Bonnie Doon on the tinny, on the lake at Bonnie Doon. It's got to happen. This is Relieved from the record now. Thanks for the chat, Bill.
Thanks so much.